Hello, and welcome back to Truth or Hair Podcast. And this one's about work-life balance and avoiding burnout. And how do we avoid burnout and how do we obtain work and life balance? This is what this episode is about. So when I started off my career about 25 years ago, burnout wasn't really a thing. I started to experience this probably maybe the 10th or 11th year into this industry. And I really didn't know what it was. All I knew was I felt like I was dragging. I felt like I wasn't really inspired. I felt exhausted and I just wasn't loving my career anymore. So these are the ways that I have combated burnout. The start of every year, my work calendar in the salon, I go through and I mark all my vacations out 1 year in advance. If I want some extra Thursdays off, I work Wednesday, Thursday, Friday behind the chair. If I want like just to do maybe a Wednesday and Friday and take some Thursdays off, I mark those off. If I want to just, my husband loves baseball and all that. And if we want to go to some games, he'll give me days in advance to mark off so I can have more of a balanced life. So that's really, really important to me. I stick to that schedule. And I don't come in on my Saturdays when clients want me to. I don't come in on Sundays and Mondays were closed. I don't come in on Tuesdays. I really, really stick to that schedule. That hasn't always been the case though. When I first got into hairdressing, I worked 7 days a week for a long time. When I moved out to California, I worked 7 days a week to build my clientele. I kind of did I started off like hustling behind the chair 7 days, then I went to six, I went to five. Then I went to like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then every other Saturday. And 3 years ago, I dropped Saturdays completely. So that's just, and I work with two assistants, and that's just the way, that just works, what works for me right now in my life. And then I have my 4 days off, and if we want to take a little trip somewhere, a little weekend trip, or if I want to go back to Florida and see my family, or we want to go, you know, a little weekend getaway, I have that downtime. That's how I decompress from work.
But what do you tell people that are just starting out? Like, and let's say they're working 6-7 days a week. They kind of have to, a lot of people just starting out have to take what they can get.
Well, today's time and today's, in the world of today, I hope that they find me and they're listening and they're not getting caught up working 6 days behind the chair. You know, right now the industry is changing. We are elevating, you guys. We are becoming more professional than we ever have. I know social media can make it look like our industry is toxic or whatever. I tend not to believe that. Maybe there's a little bit of that, maybe a lot of that, but it's still a great industry to be in.
So what do you tell people, like, if they're, you know, you got to pay all these bills and everything, and people sometimes have to work 6-7 days a week, how do they avoid burnout?
Well, a lot of that, if you are working 6 days a week and you are booked every single day, then you need to give yourself a price increase.
Yeah.
You give yourself a price increase. You need to sit down with yourself, sit down with your book, sit down with your family, husband, significant other, yourself, whatever that looks like, and start. But hey, there's some people I know that work 6 days a week. There are people that I know that work 5 days a week that are booked that are super happy.
Yeah.
Okay. They are not burned out.
But so, not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But
they will get burned out.
Yeah. And I see that. And I'm like, what is it? How do they work these 12, 13 hour days? Because I've been there. But I think you're right. I think eventually people do get burned out. And I know that word is thrown out everywhere. This is what burnout means to me. Burnout comes in very different forms. It's not always working 12, 13 hour days. It's not just overworking ourselves, but also overcommitting, not taking care of you. And it leads to loss of motivation. You're not getting enough sleep. You're not eating healthy. You're not exercising. You struggle with anxiety and depression. You have to take care of yourself, whatever that looks like for you, whether it's a massage or like walking, exercising, Pilates, traveling, unplugging your devices on the weekends, whatever that looks like to you, that's what you need to like really, you know, really implement in your life. For me also, a big one for me, because I pour myself into my clients. I give, it's not 100%. I give like 500% to my clients. And I went through this thing probably the last 5 years where I was like, I would see some people on my books and I was stressing out about them. Like the way they would treat me, the way I wasn't happy with that, with these, the way that I was being treated by these clients.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Martin will tell you, and this is where I talk about boundaries in your business to avoid burnout. I cleaned my books out, guys. I did. I took that step and I was like, I can't. And it's not, people can complain about their hair all day long. I'm not talking about, oh, my bangs were too short or my gray didn't take or my hair's not bright enough. I'm not talking about making adjustments. I'm talking where you would look on your book and this person is toxic. This client of yours is dragging you down. They make you feel like shit after every hair appointment. They're never happy. They complain about the price. They're always late. Those type of clients, they don't respect you. They don't respect your assistants. They don't respect your salon. I went through my book and I cleaned house and I didn't realize how many of those I really had.
Yeah. That just sounds like to me, like those people are just miserable no matter what you do.
Yeah. But that created a little bit of burnout for me, but because
that goes on to you.
Yeah. I would think about it. Like you guys, it was like, I see with them, oh my God, they're down in 1 month and I'm stressing about it over one. I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
I remember that you used to, the night before, you're like all stressed out about it. And I'm like, Tina,
yeah,
like, what are they going to do to you?
Yeah. And
the ultimate fear was what? You're going to lose them?
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. I'm not just talking about, these are different signs of burnout, right? So in your business, like I was like, I would think about it all the time. And I'm like, why the hell am I doing this? I don't even need this. It's not even about the money. Like, you know, it's why am I putting up with this? It's not the client, it's me. So I took a long, hard look at myself and I was like, I deserve more respect than this, than how these people treat me.
Yeah, because they weren't treating you just like a normal person. They were treating you like their servant.
Yeah, so
rude.
The minute I got rid of all that off my books, my life just changed. I go into work now, I'm happier than I've ever been. I love serving and taking care of the clients I sat in my chair. Like, I'm excited to go to work now. I look on my books, I'm like, boom, boom, boom. I'm going and I'm like checking out with my clients, creating beautiful hair with them. I don't feel burned out.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, and I think you see the change in me. The girls around me see the change in me. You are in control, my friends. I'm telling you, you are in control of your life. So you set the terms. You are in control. If you are a double book stylist out there and you are running behind and you don't have help, hire an assistant. Your life will change. Do your services you love. Be in a healthy, drama-free salon is huge.
Mm.
That's a big one, guys. I can't stress that one enough.
Yeah.
That all this leads to burnout. You're dreading to go to work. There's some team members that don't respect you, or you don't respect, there's not a lot of harmony in the salon that you're in. So make sure, and I can't stress this enough to you, that you are in a stress-free salon, that you are in a drama-free salon environment, that you are surrounded by stylists that lift you up, that support you and help you. And what I mean by that is, are you in a salon right now where if you have like a question for a color question, are you able to walk up to a stylist and ask them to step away for just a moment? Or there's a stylist in the back that you could talk to and that can support you and help you and guide you? That's a good salon environment.
Yeah. Well, to me, burnout is like when you don't feel inspired anymore. You get up in the morning and you're not excited about waking up, you know, and you go into work and it's like, you just got this kind of mentality of like just getting through the day and then getting to the weekend, maybe like you're just thinking about other things other than work. You know, to me, that was burnout. Like when I'd worked at my day job and then I'd go work a night job. That was burnout just by being gone all day. What else?
This one here, try to detach from your digital devices. I can't do that, you know, cause I need my phone, but a lot of people do it. It helps them. I would love to get to that point where I put my phone on the personal, what is it? The personal focus thing or whatever. I try that.
Yeah.
But my clients don't really bother me. Thank you. If my clients listen to this podcast, thank you for not, I have really great boundaries with them.
They used to, it was like, what is this? Like hair 911?
Yeah.
Like people would text you at like 2 a.m. like, oh my God, I got to do this and this. And I'm like, that's unbelievable. People would text you that late at night about their hair.
Yep. Yep.
Like zero boundaries.
I know. I know it was crazy.
Come on.
I would get text at 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Like, and people don't even text their friends that late. Yes. Like you're doing that to your hairstylist.
So, but boundaries are huge is what we're trying to say. Put your boundaries up. I see a lot of newer stylists coming into the industry right now. And I follow a lot of you, and they have, their boundaries are so strong. And so burnout comes in many different forms, and not just overworking ourselves, but also overcommitting, not taking care of you, loss of motivation, not getting enough sleep, not eating healthy, not exercising, not taking enough time off. I'm talking infinite time off, guys. I'm not talking like plan a couple weeks out of the year and take some time off. If you don't have the means, plan it, add it, if you don't have the means within a year or so to do that, eventually you will get there. And then when you get super busy and you're super booked, you can add that in and take your time off, that time off with your family, time off to vacation, and stop and smell the roses.
Mm.
My life began to change when I took Saturdays off completely three years ago.
But it's different for everybody, because sometimes vacation is a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Like to me, I'm like, staycation, that's my kind of vacation.
I know.
We just stay home, we just sleep in, we watch whatever, movies, and you don't have to like be on a schedule, and you don't have to pack your bags and hop on a plane and get in this car and go there and here and then do the sightseeing. Like, that's a lot of work. Yeah. That you're exhausted. Staycations are free.
Yeah. And for me, you can do that too. Like Martin says, staycations are great too. But for me, I like to see the world. I drag Martin all over the world. Yeah. Literally, you guys. Yeah.
It's exhausting. Doing like these long flights, and it's crazy.
But that's how I get inspired by different languages, different culture, just escaping our reality for a week or two.
Yeah. And then I'm like the opposite. I'm like, Tina, at Christmas time, let's just do, you know, a staycation for the week. And you love those too.
Yeah, I do.
Because they're so relaxing, and they totally recharge your batteries.
Yeah. Yes. I take about 3 weeks off after Christmas. And I have to tell you, because, you know, we all work so hard around the holidays. And this is kind of new. I mean, I've started doing that. And I've really enjoyed it the last couple of years. Not the whole time, like a week.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be an elaborate
staycation
thing.
It
doesn't.
And it's, yeah.
You can stay home and just chill out and go take your time and do whatever and go here and go there. Go do all the local things you want to go do. Mm-hmm. It's really inspiring, and it really recharges your batteries.
Yep, it does. So just whatever that means to you to unwind, just make yourself a priority. Just because as stylists, we're in the service industry, we give so much of ourselves. And I can't stress that to you enough, just to take time for you. And even like on my personal Instagram, I don't follow anything to do with hair. My personal Instagram, I follow just things I love. A lot of travel and food, but I don't follow the hair part. But then I have my hair page where it's all other, stylists and salons. And so that's kind of another way. If I'm on social media, I won't go on my business page that much on my days off.
So you have like two personalities, like the Tina and then the Tina, the hair stylist.
So I care about you guys. To be a hairstylist, you've got to be a really caring, loving, empathetic soul. Just make yourself number one, guys, okay? And surround yourself with good people. This is why I stress when I first started this podcast, back to episode one when you're in school. I can't stress to you enough how to find a really good salon culture, really good fit. To go around and interview at 4 to 5 salons, figure out which or more, and figure out which one has a really good environment for you. Yeah.
You can probably feel the vibe when you walk in there.
Yes.
Like you'll know like, oh, I want to be here.
Because the last thing you want to do is get into a salon and then you realize, holy crap, this isn't a good fit for me because to salon hop doesn't look good.
No.
To drive people all over from salon to salon doesn't look good.
No. And just the opposite happens too. When you find like a vibe that totally fits you, then you're going to totally be inspired and probably do better work.
And be around people that want to help you. because I'm such a giving soul, a giving personality. I give to people. And that sets me up for failure. It really does, because it opens me up to being taken advantage of by a lot of people. But I'll still give. I still give my heart to a lot of people. But now if I even sense that you're a taker, you're out of my life. You're cut. Bye. That's just this is how I become. I don't know if it's older, wiser, whatever, but this is just where I'm at. Now I don't have time for this, like people coming in trying to like use my salon because it's a price point. Use my salon because I have a big following or whatever that may be. I get helping one another, but you meet these stylists that come in and they're there just to kind of like ride your coattail. I've had a lot of those that over the years. That I'm done. I surround myself today with genuine, kind, authentic people. My hairstylist in my salon, you guys, are a 10. I went out to dinner the other night with one of my stylists whom I really adore. And I looked at her and I said to her, what I have today in our salon, I said to her, is what I wished for at my last salon. And what is that? Harmony and peace. And my girls are good. We all get along. We all love and support one another. It's a really, really great culture. And if somebody comes in and doesn't fit that and doesn't like give that back, bye.
Oh, bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Bye.
It goes for clients too. If clients, you know, are toxic clients, and when I mean toxic, I mean the clients that come in, the clients I said earlier in this podcast, the clients that are late, the ones that always complain, the ones that are never happy, the ones that have so much drama in their life, I just don't even rebook them. I don't have time for that. You know, nowadays we're spending 3 to 4 hours on services, and to spend that long with someone
bye.
Is a big deal. It's a big stop. Okay.
Bye. So how can people apply all this to their daily lives?
So if you're just starting out this career, I suggest that you work, you know, do all the service and stuff you can. Absolutely.
Have some boundaries though.
Have some boundaries. Yep. Absolutely. What Martin and I were saying, the weekend shut down your phone. If you work from like 9 to 5, work 9 to 5, you work 11 to seven, work 11 to seven. Those are your hours. Stick to your hours. Don't come in at 9. If you start at 11, learn to say no, keep your boundaries up there and stick to your schedule.
Yeah.
If you
and then
are,
don't like let people try and bully you into working longer or later or
yes.
You know, moving your schedule around.
Yes. And I know it's hard to say. I've been there, guys. I was the one, I will be the first one to say I've done that. And I'm saying like, if it's something major, if a client needs to come in for something major, funeral or someone passed away, that's, yeah. We can make exceptions.
Totally.
But sticking to your schedule is huge.
Yeah.
And I think I find that your clients will respect you more. It's a respect thing. And then, you know, eat healthy, make yourself a priority, because if you're not good, you can't be there for anyone else. I will tell you that. This is the best time of my life where I've ever taken care of myself, yeah. Ever. And I just make my health a priority, make me and my self-care, my mental, my physical, a priority.
Yep. But if you could go tell your younger self, you could go talk to your younger self when you're just getting mm-hmm. started. Like, what would you tell that younger Tina? This is the wisdom from future Tina.
I would say take a lunch break.
Take a lunch break. Okay.
Go to the bathroom.
What else? Like,
that same thing. Don't stay late. Stick to your schedule, Tina. Stick to your schedule.
Everything's going to be okay. You don't have to run yourself into the ground.
That's what I would say. And if you lose a client over this, know that there's another bus coming.
Yeah.
Don't live in fear.
Yeah, you can't live in
That's
fear.
My biggest thing. I can tell you, I know you like, oh my God, I want to lose them. I don't want to lose them. But you're not losing them because you're doing a bad job. You're losing them because you're not people pleasing.
Yeah. Well, and again, right? And again, probably those people you can't please.
Yes.
So they're going to go, they're just going to keep hopping around anyway. So. Mm-hmm.
Because I will tell you, if you make that a priority, like your mental health a priority and your physical health, you will not have burnout.
Yeah.
You will not have it.
It'll shine through in your work too.
Yeah. So be happy. My hair work behind the chair is the best it's ever been.
So like go for more quality, not quantity.
Yes.
Yeah. Total. That totally makes sense.
Those are just my ways, my advice on how to like have a good work life balance. And, you know, I know there's a lot of moms out there that are hairstylists getting into the business or that miss a lot of the kids, you know, their kids' games or stuff with their school programs or important life events. I've told all my stylists that have worked for me, go. Yeah. Go be with your family. Go be with your kids. Go.
Yeah.
And that's always been a priority to me is family. I mean, to this day, I'm like, gotta put your family first.
Yeah.
So thank you. I'm your host, Tina Tesh, along with my husband.
Martin Tesh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in. We'll see you soon. Thank you. Bye.